In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Regret. Ah, yes. Regret. It can have a terrible grip on our heart. Some of our most painful regrets are over opportunities that are now lost to us. A great American poet once wrote these two lines, of all sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest of these is it might have been. How many times does a dark cloud come over you when you think even for a fleeting moment of the person you almost married, or the job you nearly got, or the investment that you almost made? For every regret we feel over an opportunity that has been lost, there is someone who regrets an angry word they spoke and a friendship that was ended. Those moments can change the course of life and leave you feeling down and out. I've heard people say that I'd give anything, absolutely anything, if I could take back that one day in my life. Well, in this evening's reading that Darian read from the book of Acts, the great story is there of the conversion of St. Paul. In his young years, Paul was known as Saul, and he knew a lot about regret. He had been raised as a devout Jew, Saul had been. He could not tolerate the mobs that were beginning to follow John the Baptist and Jesus. Those people were growing in numbers day by day, and they were beginning to affect power in their numbers, and they were upsetting the status quo that had held them down for so many years under the rule of the Roman government. Roman government felt strongly that they needed to be stopped at any cost. The book of Acts tells that Saul began a campaign that was based on untruths about those people and lies about them so that those people might be silenced. For Saul, who was a dedicated part of the hierarchy, his religion and his beliefs meant that those people down the line didn't matter. Or worse yet, they didn't even deserve to be recognized as worthy people. But in the story in the book of Acts, God decides that a big change needs to happen. And that story says that Saul was traveling along the road to Damascus when he encountered a flash of light out of somewhere and a voice in the darkness. And that light and that voice was Jesus, asking Saul why he was doing what he was doing to those little people, and telling him that if his religion was causing him to hate those people, then he needed to find a new religion. In that moment along the road to Damascus, Saul came face to face with his own hypocrisy. there's a story of a British soldier in the First World War who lost heart in battle and deserted his brothers at the line. As he tried to reach the coast to get on a boat to England, he ended up wandering hopelessly in the very dark of a wintry night. Finally, he came to what he thought was a signpost in the dark. It was so dark that he began to climb the signpost to read the direction at the top. As he reached the top of that post, the soldier struck a match to see which way he should go. And it was that moment of light, that he found himself looking into the face of Christ. He quickly realized that instead of running into a signpost, he had run into a roadside crucifix. Suddenly, he remembered that Jesus had died for him on a post like that, that Jesus had encountered tremendous hardships for him, and he slept that night at the foot of that cross. And the next morning, he headed back to help his brothers in battle. Well, that was the kind of moment that Saul had on the road to Damascus when he experienced that flash of the light of Christ. Maybe in your moments of darkness, your moments of distress, you might strike a match and look into the face of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Helper, our Lord. Saint Paul gave up control over his life and turned his life over to Jesus. Well, in these difficult days, we too would do well to give our ego and our power over other people, to give those up and to let the love and the mercy and the grace of Jesus Christ flow into us and from there out from us to all people.